Maryland today, there were echoes of last week's Colorado attack. Police say that Neil Edwin Prescott is in custody after he allegedly called himself a joker and threatened to, quote, load my guns and blow everyone up. Prescott allegedly made the threats in a phone call as he was being fired from his job at a software company. When police searched his home this morning, they found a cache of 25 guns, mostly automatic rifles, and thousands of rounds of ammunition. Out front tonight, Prince George's County Police Chief Mark McGaw. I spoke to him earlier, and I started by asking him how serious he thinks these threats were.
Well, I think he was very serious, and we went in 36-hour investigation, and on the statements that were made, our interview with him, or Anne Arundel County, or another agency close to us, he was very serious, in my opinion, something that we could not walk away from.
And what types of guns did he have? We were talking about, you had said he had 25 guns, lots of ammunition. What sort of an arsenal did you find?
He had 25 weapons in his home, most of them automatic weapons, several automatic rifles, thousands of rounds of ammunition. ATF has that or those weapons now and are categorizing them and checking for ownership on those weapons as we speak.
How easy is it to obtain thousands of rounds of ammunition? And is there any situation that you could think of where anybody would have that in some sort of a normal existence?
Well, you can get ammunition online. There's several different ways to get that type of ammunition. I would say that very few people have that much automatic weapons ammunition.
But obviously, were you surprised as a law enforcement official that someone could have amassed all of this and 25 automatic weapons without being noticed? I mean, I know you said the ATF is checking and sort of the registration of those weapons, but were you shocked?
I was surprised by the number of weapons that were in the house and just how lethal these weapons are. The amount he had was enormous.